From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. A report issued last week by human rights advocacy group Oxfam America details how workers in poultry processing plants throughout the United States are often denied bathroom breaks. Some surveyed workers say they've resorted to urinating on themselves and wearing diapers. Oxfam partnered with several organizations around the country to compile the report. Among them was the Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center, which also released a report in February on working conditions in Arkansas poultry plants. I spoke with the center's executive director, Magali Licoli, via Skype. Here she is talking about the findings.
So we did interviews with the Marshallese community and with the Hispanic community. And we found out that, yes, a lot of workers have seen people urinating on themselves on the line. And that, yes, some people wore diapers because they just found a solution. That was the solution that they could find to avoid urinating on the line. We also see that a lot of people are given bathroom breaks after every 4 hours, and they are only given 7 minutes to go to the bathroom. And they complain about how all of them are given the same time, the same break, and they do not have enough time to go to the bathroom, wait on the line, take off their protective gear, put it on, go back. So it's more than 7 minutes. But if they last more than 7 minutes, they often given a point. We know that in all the poultry industries around the country or the states, they work with a point system, which is a disciplinary action. And if they reach up to 13, 12 points a year, they will eventually be fired. A lot of these workers are vulnerable workers, immigrants, minorities, women. And it's a way to control because they are often have more fear of speaking out.
In this report, this Oxfam report about bathroom breaks, they included some responses by these poultry companies, in particular Tyson Foods, for instance, which is based in the same city as your organization. And here I'm quoting, they say in response to these findings, Oxfam America has declined to share the real names and locations of those making the allegations. It's difficult for us to address them or gauge their validity. What do you say to that? You know, how do you prove to companies like Tyson that this is a systemic issue?
Well, as a corporation, of course that it's a way to deny what is happening in their plants. It's pretty sad that they are just, if we give them names or faces, then they will consider that. But however, they have in their hotline that for complaining, they often say they can be anonymous calls. So they are kind of contradicting themselves. Of course, these people are so afraid to speak out that we are not going to give them the real names because they eventually will be fired. They, by saying we cannot accept any claims from anonymously people, that is just a way to avoid or to accept that they have an issue there, because it is not hard. It is not hard to find out that these workers are facing this. It takes a survey, it takes questions for you to find out that yes, a lot of workers are facing the same thing.
And I believe this week you also, your organization issued a petition to Tyson, and you cited issues both in this most recent Oxfam report and then also your earlier report about general working conditions. I mean, what do you hope the petition will accomplish?
I think it, and now everybody is talking about the conditions of poultry workers, and it's really powerful what consumers can do if they get offended, you know. And a lot of people is offended by the way that these workers are treated. So yes, petitions have power because that means that people are aware of the conditions of the workers, and they can demand the company to start doing changes. Otherwise, they are not going to buy their products. And it takes a time. It's not easy. It's not like they will solve it right away, because we've seen in other campaigns, it takes time for the company to be willing to do changes.
Magali Licoli, executive director of the Springdale-based Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
You can learn more about reports on working conditions in poultry plants around the U.S. and in Arkansas at our website, kuar.org.